Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout out always goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And then, of course, don't forget about our suicide jockeys that are bringing us the gas and the diesel we need so we can continue to go to work. Now, we can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us on the telephone right now, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Morning.
I certainly hope that you're having a good day in the neighborhood up there. It's old dark 30, but that doesn't mean nothing, right?
Right.
It's only dark. All right. Let's talk again a little bit more about Florida, because I've had a couple of questions that came in as far as what the governor and the state legislature has actually done to Disney. Now, I'm going to just read this statement and then we'll go with it. The news story itself says the Florida House of Representatives today, meaning yesterday, gave final passage to a bill that would dissolve Walt Disney World's private government, handing Republican Governor Ron DeSantis a victory in his feud with the entertainment giant over its opposition to a measure that critics here dubbed the Don't Say Gay law. Now, we talked about the implications of taxes and what could happen there, because now this entity is going to have to pay taxes, and that's going to change things dramatically. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, it very well could, unless there's some other plan. I don't know what's inside this bill that necessarily would deal with that. I have no idea. So I'm just telling you that if, because they have their own government, meaning Disney, it could change that whole equation and hurt businesses and homeowners on a tax base in Osceola and Orange County. So we'll have to see how that is handled.
Okay, and I'm going to be checking very carefully with the chairman of the Republican Party there in Osceola County, who I know, and I'm going to get him involved. I'm probably going to bring him on the show to see what he wants to talk about in reference to this, because nobody wants to pay more taxes right now, especially to the likes of what we're thinking that's going to happen here when Disney becomes a tax-paying entity, correct?
Well, they are a tax-paying entity.
Well,
but if they lose their If they lose their status, mm-hmm. then it becomes a different burden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And let's just hope that we can get this under control to where it doesn't just dump a bunch of stuff, tremendous expenses on people. And I told you we had a situation similar to this when the nuclear plants became taxable where I was at, and that changed things dramatically up by us. But we did it in a graduating theme so that not everybody got hit at the same time for a big amount of money. It was a ginger raise, if you will, which made things a little bit easier.
Well, this is kind of the wrong time to put any kind of a burden on individuals.
Sure.
By a long stretch.
Sure. Okay, let's go over here and take a look at something else that's going on here. Fears of Russian interference in the United States politics remain widespread. And of all things to hear, the Democrats still believe, the voters still believe overwhelmingly, that Hillary Clinton was screwed, blued, and tattooed by Russia in her defeat in 2016.
Okay.
She's the one who cooked the deal up to begin with, right?
Well, you know, it's kind of like what goes around comes around. So, it's hard to say what interference Russia had at this point. I'm not believing all of anything that I read. I'm not believing some of anything that I read. I read it, I absorb it, and I kind of wait, and then all of a sudden this has changed and that has changed. So in my world, the jury is out on how much blame when it comes to elections Russia had.
Okay, well, that makes sense. By the way, folks, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from that break, we're going to talk about Elon Musk. He's still in the news, and guess what? He still wants to buy Twitter. And yesterday, there were some things that came out. We'll see what happens here. But Denise and I will be right back right after these messages. So
if
don't
you want to talk
go
with
anywhere.
Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by Geico. Yep, Geico Insurance. And Geico's been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all of that. But where they really save you the money and where you can save money is if you bundle your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance with your car. You will save money. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Find out where your local agent is, or you can do it right there on the website if you want to. Get coverage, find out what the price is, see what you're going to save in terms of money, and away you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning to you again.
Good morning.
So what's going to happen with Elon Musk, who now has secured officially $46.5 billion in a commitment to help finance his proposed deal to buy Twitter? Now, he can go direct to the people and offer them money for their stock, right?
Well, it's essentially what is happening. So the stockholders will have to necessarily vote. But he has, his offer is now, in fact, more than the value of the stock today. So, if they vote no, then Well, we don't know how it's going to vote, but if we don't know who all the stockholders are either, but it'll be contested if they vote no. So we shall see.
Well, he's got a partner in all of this, and I'm not sure who the partner is. Are you?
No, I'm not.
So, because the name is not here, so it's not telling us who it is. It just says that he has a partner that's helping him with the tender offer, and he's going to approach the stockholders, Twitter stockholders directly to offer to buy their shares within a specific time frame. So we'll see what happens.
That's how it works.
Yep. Now, 21 Republican-led states, as of the beginning of yesterday morning, are seeking a temporary restraining order against the Biden administration over ending Title 42. By the end of the day, that number went up to 26.
This is going to be pretty interesting because I think that not only have they prepared for a strike force, but they're looking to do a restraining order that says these people can't come here. That all sounds good in theory, and I guess in theory it is. But the bigger issue is Border Patrol can't handle 18,000 people a day. They're not designed for that. And so if you listen to people like Juan Williams yesterday and said, oh, well, you know, DHS and whatnot, they're all adding more judges. Judges are not working the border. So he doesn't even get the problem. To hear Jen Psaki, they're moving ahead with letting Title 42 drop on the floor. According to Biden, he doesn't know the difference between Title 42 and the mask mandate judge's decision. He has no idea as of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked him a question. He gave the wrong answer, and then he had to clarify it. So he doesn't know what he's talking about. But I will tell you that I would think that somebody in the House or the Senate should introduce legislation that puts Mayorkas, if we're not going to impeach him, that would take too long, but have him suspended immediately from his job for violations mm-hmm. of the law and violation of his oath.
Mm-hmm.
I would start there.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a quasi-impeachment, but...
Yeah, we talked about this several months ago about getting rid of him, remember?
Yeah, but we can't, so mm-hmm. suspend him.
Okay. Now, did you hear about Sarah Palin yesterday?
A snippet, yeah.
Okay, well, let me read what this is, because this is fascinating. Of course, Sarah Palin, back on, when John McCain was running for president, she was his running mate while running for vice president. I thought she did a great job as the candidate. Too bad she didn't get it. But now she says, and by the way, she is running for the House of Representatives, a congressional seat in Alaska. Now she says she would run with former President Donald Trump in 2024 if she was asked. For vice president. Yep. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Okay.
That's something. I think she'd be a great candidate. I've always liked her.
Well, she'd be a far cry better than Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Couldn't you see the two of them going up against each other in a debate? All right. Well,
our politics and our leadership is just so bad.
Okay, well, wait a minute, what happened here? Well, we did have a caller, but the caller just hung up, so I don't know what happened there. Maybe the caller will call back. We'll see. Okay, the GOP is now seeking the end to vaccine and mask mandates for kids in the Head Start program.
Yes, and that's just a position that they're stating. It's not going to happen, especially when the drug companies are, you know, putting through all of this testing and applications to have the vaccines for these age groups approved. So, you know, it's a posture that the GOP has taken. I'm fine with that. But, it's not going to happen. So, sadly, it really are.
Okay. And I don't know if you saw this or not, but J.D. Vance, since he's gotten the endorsement from Donald Trump, now has a huge lead in the Ohio Senate race.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
He's all right.
All right, very quickly.
I'm not completely a big fan, but he's all right.
Very quickly, we're going to go to the phone line. Okay, Mel, you got about a minute. Go for it.
No, it'll be quick. What happened to the opposition on both sides of the aisle from on this to the Title 42? You had Sinema from Arizona, and who was a Democrat. You had several other Democrats and Republicans who were in complete opposition to this. I thought there was some headway being made.
Okay.
I'll listen for the answer.
All
right. Thank you.
There is. There's 14 members of the Senate.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's that number is growing.
Yeah.
I think you have Maggie Hassan. Senator Hassan, then you've got two more in the House. One is Stefanik, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
From
New York.
Michigan. She's the former CIA, she's a congresswoman. And then one other. So, yeah, it's actually growing, but that doesn't mean that this White House or this Department of Justice, who, you know, Office of Legal Counsel, will pay any kind of attention. So I think that these 26 states that are doing the strike force and doing the restraining order are going to have to rally up something else, because I believe that they're going to follow through with letting it expire.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other interesting thing from Mel. About 80% of the cases are not following Title 42 anyway. And it needs to be understood that Title 42, I think I get this right, was challenged by the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled that the Biden administration had to comply, and they're not doing it.
That's right. They did. You are right. You are absolutely right. So we'll see what happens. All right. Got to go. Talk to you tonight. Same time, same bat channel. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she does it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States ranks 13th worldwide for investments in infrastructure, and President Biden says the $1.2 trillion infrastructure law will help change that. Speaking at the Portland Air Base, the President says the money will go to improve airports, bridges, highways, and broadband across the country.
Never again should a parent have to sit in their car, drive to McDonald's parking lot, sit there with their child to get online so they can do their homework, which was happening during the pandemic.
The president staying on the West Coast, speaking in Seattle on Friday. The Fed Reserve is likely going to raise interest rates more quickly in the near future. Chairman Jerome Powell saying a 50 basis point hike will be on the table when the Fed meets next month. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is definitely that. And let's not forget that the report is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Their website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go over there, check them out, and then ask to take the tour. And I'll give you the phone number and tell you where the campuses are right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa. I'm in Tampa Bay, Tampa, on the east side of the bay. They're on the west side of the bay in Clearwater. So they're just about 10 miles away from where I'm at. In the meantime, the other one is up in Concord, Mass., which is located just outside the city limits of Boston, Massachusetts. Now, in either case, you should call the number 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of those campuses. Now, I would even suggest to go so far as to take the tour at both of the campuses. See what the difference is between the two, if there is a difference, and then make up your mind based on what you see. Take the tour. go from there, and here's what you'll be able to see. You'll be able to talk to the students that are already enrolled. You'll be able to talk to some of the instructors that are teaching those students. And you'll also be able to talk to the money folks that take care of the student loans. And that's the best part. Because if you're a veteran, you're coming out of the military, and you haven't used your educational training benefits, it's all going to be intact, and your schooling is going to be taken care of totally. Now, if you've used your benefits somewhere else, and you don't have them all left, they'll tell you how much you got and how that applies to what you are going to do. But you'll have a leg up when it comes to being able to get in the door because of the fact that you are a veteran and your GI Bill will cover, if not all of it, most of it. Now, that being said, give them a call, 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, and believe me, it'll be the best thing you ever did. Now, the first 155-millimeter howitzers from the latest $800 million military aid package for the Ukraine have arrived in Europe, as American troops are now beginning to train the Ukrainian forces on the use of that artillery. This came from a senior U.S. defense official who said so yesterday. Also, for the first time in 65 years, the Army has changed its individual rifle, squad machine gun, optic, and caliber of both weapons at the same time. We'll wait and see what happens there. Now, the Marine Corps right now has fewer Marines in the Corps, but they're paying more for those who are staying. Now, there's going to be fewer Marines in uniform by year's end under the current budget proposal, but they'll get paid more. So maybe that'll be important enough to get some more Marines in the fix there. We'll see. Now, Lieutenant Commander Robert Myers, who is a spokesman for the commander of the Naval Air Force in the Atlantic, says that the Navy is aware of four separate incidences that tragically have resulted in the death of four service members assigned to the USS George Washington. And these deaths occurred off base during the past 12 months. But they're looking into that, trying to see if there's a connection. Boy, I sure hope that they get that straightened out. Okay, SpaceX shut down a Russian electromagnetic warfare attack in the Ukraine last month. And the Pentagon is taking notes. Now, Russia's halting efforts to conduct electromagnetic warfare in the Ukraine show how important it is to quickly respond and immediately shut down such attacks. Well, that was handled and done by SpaceX. Bet you didn't even hear about it until now. Because that wasn't something that was publicly being talked about. Also, the Russian offensive is bearing down on the Donbas region as the West rages to resupply the Ukraine. But the Russians aren't waiting for anything. They're out there doing what they need to do to get the job done, which is, I would expect nothing less from them, would you? Also, in the Russian-Ukraine war, the head of the Russian's Republic of Chechnya, whose forces have been fighting in the Ukraine, says that Russian troops will have complete control of the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol by the end of the week. Kiev has proposed swapping Russian prisoners of war for safe passage for trapped civilians and soldiers underground in that plant, which is where they're hiding. But it's not known if Russia has responded to the offer of special negotiations that's been made by those people. We'll have to wait and see. Now, the mayor of Ukraine's Kharkiv area says the city is under intense bombardment. He said that around 1 million people remain in the northeastern city, while about 30% of them are currently trying to get out. Now, the Ukraine's Air Force very quietly added 20 more operational aircraft after the influx of spare parts. You heard me right, spare parts. A day earlier, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Ukraine had received additional fighter aircraft to build to its numbers. But on Wednesday, the senior defense official walked that back by saying that the Ukraine had not received more aircraft, but instead it had received more aircraft parts to make more of its existing aircraft fleet functional. So they wind up getting 20 more planes out of the deal. We're not hearing a lot about the Ukrainian Air Force, but they are flying, and they are keeping up as best they can. And then they're hiding again. Now, during an appearance on CNN's New Day, U.S. Army veteran Miro Pavlovich told the host of the program, Jim Scudo, that Russian forces have completely underestimated their Ukrainian counterparts during the invasion. And the will to win does amazing things, not just going through the motions, but going out after the bad guys. And we'll see how soon all of that takes place. Now, Russia's Satan II missile has changed little for the U.S. The Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the United States did not consider the weapon a treat to Washington and its allies, but considered the weapon to be used possibly in the Ukraine. They did bring it out and they showed everybody what it looked like. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Hopefully, there'll be some common sense that'll settle in here pretty quick. But Ukraine needs to just go in there and just bomb the bejesus out of these guys. If they have the planes, if they have the drones, they need to get them going as soon as possible. All right. Hang in there, folks. I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away before we get started with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes now with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too. And don't forget that while all of this feels fantastic, it sure as heck gets better because your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they honor those who have served our country with their famous You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, retired veterans, as well as first responders, fire and police, and don't forget church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at mossmausaccurate.com. Just tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Save you a bunch of money. And who knows, you'll be out there riding around in one of those really nice Moss RDXs. Okay. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
What is Elon Musk up to?
Well, he's put together a consortium of people to help him purchase the shares and buy out Twitter. And, you know, it's interesting. I like some of the things that he said he wants to do with the company from the get-go, the things that I've suggested for a long time. I've often described Twitter as a bit of a cesspool or sewer with nothing but negative energy and whatnot. It's run by a lot of computerized users and bots that needs to be dealt with. If you want to go ahead and get yourself 100,000 followers, you can pay somebody to go ahead and do that. They're all fake, but it looks like people are actually following you. He wants to actually make sure that everybody is a real human being that is on the service, and I think that that's a definitely a step in the right direction.
Well, it appears that Elon and a business partner that he's now made have got enough money to tender cash to buy stocks and give them the investors a pretty penny for their reward for owning the stock, and that apparently is going to happen sometime, I guess, in the next week or two.
We'll see. The board of directors at Twitter, they're holding on for dear life, they installed what is known as a poison pill, which will, if somebody tries to acquire more shares of the company without board approval, it will dilute the entire float because they'll issue more shares, which would make it, almost not worth it to go ahead and do that. We'll see how it turns out. I think that slowly but surely, more of the actual shareholders out there and the board of directors, they really don't own that much when it comes to shares in the company. More and more of the shareholders out there see the value in him buying their stock at a pretty nice premium.
Now, ExxonMobil has been in the process of moving out of Russia totally with their operation, and they announced yesterday that they might be able to complete the Russian withdrawal by June the 24th.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a trend for many companies out there that have just, said, you know what, we're calling it quits. The Russian economy is really bad right now. You're talking massive recession, many companies pulling out. Inflation is running rampant there. So, it's hard to see how Russia is going to come back from this. I there's been some talk and reading some stories about some palace intrigue, I guess, there in Russia in regards to trying to remove Vladimir Putin. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know how much pain the people there are willing to take.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had this deal with Walt Disney down here. The Florida State Legislature passed legislation yesterday to go along with the Senate, and it's now sitting on the desk of Ron DeSantis, who is going to sign it, I guess, today. I don't know. But that's really made things, to some people, they think it's upside down and backwards here in Florida. But other people think it's a great thing because we the people will have a much better say in what goes on with Walt Disney and his company.
I still don't know enough in regards to the numbers, in regards to what Disney pays in actual taxes, property taxes on the property that they have. Obviously, that deal was struck back in the 1960s, which gave a greater incentive for Disney to build and create in the state of Florida and allow for the type of expansion that they had. I don't know where they're at when it comes to that. The numbers are a bit vague right now into how much money that this is going to cost Disney or how much money this may cost the citizens in the surrounding areas when it comes to debt that might be on the people's books rather than Disney's books. So we'll see moving forward.
Well, we heard it could be $2,000. However, this was done in upstate New York when I was there when they had to take the nuclear plants and put them on the tax rolls instead of just having them sitting there getting all types of breaks to help change things around because of the length of time that they had to remain tax-free, and then they came out and they started to be a member of the community by paying taxes. So I see the same thing happening here, and if it did, that wouldn't be a bad deal.
Well, again, it's hard to say. You have to take a look at the numbers. And, at its face, it may seem a little vindictive in the timing due to what happened with the bill there in Florida in regards to kids and what you're teaching them at schools. But this is something that's been talked about, not just recently. It's been talked about for a long time.
Now, do you know who the economist Austin Goolsbee is?
Yes, I do. He was he worked under the Obama administration.
Right. Now, he says the pandemic shutdown was the main cause of our recession.
Well, we're not in a recession yet. A recession is defined as two consecutive quarters with negative economic growth. We don't know if we're going to go into a recession. If he's talking about inflation, of course, COVID had something to do with it. But, you know, in reality, it's because of the response to COVID has been the issue, printing all of this money on more than one occasion and dropping it over the country. So most certainly hasn't helped.
Now, Wall Street dropped apparently yesterday as the Fed chairman, Mr. Powell, sealed the deal for aggressive rate hikes coming along. What do you know about that?
He basically came out and said that, you know, we could be going 50 basis points at the next meeting. And it wouldn't surprise me at all. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think you want to deal with the issue at hand. And I think if you get inflation under control, which is something that you need to do, we've got great potential when it comes to our economy. I think it could be you slow the economy down to some degree, but, you know, again, you're dealing with a jobs market where people can still go out and find jobs. I doubt businesses are going to be laying anybody off at all because of the difficulty they've had in actually trying to attract workers. So the dynamic in regards to this is going to be a little bit different.
And then finally, our technology, our satellites flying over the Ukraine, have been able to spot mass graves with what's estimated to be some 9,000 dead in them near Mariupol. What do you think?
Well, what can one think about something that horrible? I mean, we've been hearing these stories about mass graves, and you know, this latest one is in the thousands of people. It's again, the longer this goes on, the more difficult it's going to be to move on from, just simply because of the atrocities that have gone along with them. So, again, I don't know how they go about trying to, you know, end this for the Ukrainian people, for the type of suffering that they have had to endure. But it's awful. Every single one of these stories makes your stomach turn.
All right. Well, my friend, here comes the music. You have yourself a great weekend and have yourself a great show for the weekend. I'll be listening.
You got it. Have a good one.
Talk to you on Monday. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And Saturday mornings, you hear his show at 5 a.m. right here on my flagship station and many other stations around the country. All right. I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.